It's my pleasure to welcome for the first time to Many Rivers Books and Tea, John Jason Inman. He is the one who's the author of One. And he has many credits to his biography: Five Amazing Kids, writer, creative director, designer, videographer, photographer, holds a Bachelor of Arts and Master's of Spiritual Science degrees, many published corporate works, and we are delighted to welcome him here to Many Rivers Books and Tea for the first time. So please join me in welcoming him.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thanks for joining me. For me, part of the process, like the way this book even came about, was just being willing to show up and kind of do the work. The book originally came to me kind of an inspiration, more of like a flash, a moment where the story just came through very quickly. And because I was willing and open enough to hear it, and be willing to write it down and to express it, it came into reality. I wrote this book several years ago, and simultaneously I was also creating graphics, which you see here, and they were both happening separately. But when I received the story, I realized that the two were meant to go together. And the story of One is abstract, and so is this artwork, where, you know, there's no real pictures. It's just kind of conceptual. So for me, telling such a deep story with imagery that can be whatever your mind can imagine it to be, I think makes the story that much more makes you able to receive the message that much clearer. It came about when I was living in San Diego, and I pretty much drafted it up, wrote the story, did the graphics, made the book. I even made some copies handmade, first of all. And my background is in graphic design and photography, like you heard. And so I was able to do it all myself, which was, you know, very, very powerful. And these copies sat on my shelf for many years, and a lot of time passed, and raising children and working, doing all the things life has me working on, and, you know, it was just itching at me that I did not complete it, and that I didn't, you know, take this message that was given to me and be willing to do the work to share it. So, you know, with the way technology had changed in the printing industry, I figured out how to do this on my own in small enough quantities to where I could just go ahead and make it happen. So I decided to create a Kickstarter program, and created a video and told my story and asked for help to fund the project for printing. And so I was able to do that and reach out to the community, family, friends, people I didn't even know, and I was able to pull together the funding to create it and print it. So this is my first short run. I think I printed like 5,000 copies, which is not that much, but just something to get the ball going. And so this is my beginning process of getting my story out and sharing it and, you know, doing the work. So I think what I'll do is just read it to you. It's a quick read, and let's go from there. The first thing that I did in this book was I dedicated this book to... Yes?
Can you show us the pictures while you read it?
I absolutely will. I'll do it like school teacher style. I dedicate this book to all of you, because we are all connected, and I believe that in some way we are all one. Once, before there was time, there was only one. One existed alone. One was content, stretching and expanding, up and down, left and right, this way and that way. all was well until one began to feel a desire to experience more, to be more, to grow into something new. One felt there had to be more, but what? What else was there? One could move this way and that way, left and right, up and down, but still, nothing changed. This made one sad, so sad that one decided to let go. Then, for the first time, one began to bend. With a rush of excitement and joy, one began to move in ways never before imagined. One could now curve to and fro, this way and that way, left and right, up and down, until something amazing happened. One curved and curved. Until finally, one connected. Filled with joy, one gave a twist, and suddenly, one was two. One began to evolve. Inspired, two became four, and four became form. Form upon form, shape upon shape, layer upon layer, a web was growing. One was growing, creating infinitely, connecting and building upon itself. What was once only one has now become all. All connected, all one. The end. So the interesting about this book to me is that, you know, I wrote it to be like a child's book. Because to me, I wanted to be able to inspire my children and other people's children to realize that we're all connected, to make them a part of everything. Because I feel like in so many ways we feel separated. Even I feel separated to this day, but when I have that reminder that, you know what, it is all connected, I am connected to everything in some way, it just makes me be just that much better of a person, spiritually, physically, mentally, to know that what I do affects everything in some way, on a microscopic level, maybe on a grand level, I don't know, but everything to me is connected, and I wanted to share that message. And even as an adult reading this story, it kind of touches on something that that child within us that says, oh yeah, I get that. And such a, to me, this is a pretty big message, like a pretty big idea brought down into something that's really easy to digest, and that's something even a child could take home into heart and be able to walk away with and feel a part of all things, which is kind of special in a world where it's so, everything seems so huge. But this kind of brings it down to a place where it makes each one of us feel like, hey, I am a creator, I'm a co-creator, just like God. And I can do my little part each day and know that it's going to make a difference in this world. And so that's kind of the message of the story. That's what I received from it, and that's what I wanted to share. I think my favorite part of this book is when one decides to kind of give up a little bit, to let go. Because I think, in my experience, when we're all out there trying to create something, to build something, to manifest something, there's a level of control that we feel like we have to take and to say, I'm going to make this happen. But that's just one part of the puzzle. I think the bigger part of the puzzle is being willing to let go and let the greater creator do its work. And by letting go and releasing some of that control and that wanting to retain everything kind of opens up and creates space for the real magic to take place and to allow help to come forward to each of us to manifest the very things that we're kind of wishing for, whether we know what those things are specifically or not. Sometimes we're just asking for help or asking for growth or something new to come forward. Well, that creating that space for that to come forward is the magic that allows the change to take place for us to evolve and to turn into something that we maybe never even expected. And that's the real beauty of, I think, the story. Well, that's pretty much what I have to say about that. Any questions?
I saw a lot of geometry and stuff in there. That's kind of a theme.
Yes. As an artist, and I've always been attracted to geometry. Actually, my good friend Tom here introduced me to that concept of sacred geometry years and years ago. And while there's so much to know and explore about that, and I barely touched the iceberg, but the tip of the iceberg, but it inspired me in a way to where, like, seeing fractals in nature and just seeing how life grows on a micro level all the way to a macro level. And to me, that story of growth for ourselves, for all of creation, for the world, is just like that fractal of being able to be so small but also to expand so large and to become everything that we potentially know. And so having it be abstract and mathematic is, I think, the perfect way to illustrate the story. And so that's why I think it so beautifully came together, because of that geometry.
Children's response to the book?
So far, my kids, they love it. They,
how old are they?
They range between age 6 and 28. I've got 5 children. So,
space them out.
Yeah. Been like a father for a long time, and I will be for a long time, which is beautiful. The ending is always the best, when they get to realize that they get to see themselves within the story. Having that, I guess that's something I didn't talk about, having that mirror at the end of the story was kind of like the key, the hook, the catch that was like, made you realize that, wow, something that you're kind of reading like it's something out there, it becomes something that becomes internalized and you get to become a part of, and like, oh, wait a minute, this story is about this character, one, who's potentially all things, and wait a minute, I'm in that story, and I'm part of that creation, and I always get a big smile, and just that, and they want to play around with it and move it around, and usually a smile and a laugh. It's nice, and that's that interactive part of it that just makes it special. Yeah. And that was part of what took me so long to get this book going too, was like being able to figure out how to pull that off. How do I get this mirror to work right and the right materials and the right technologies to have it all come together? And so much has changed recently that it made it possible. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good challenge too. It was fun completing it and also realizing that in completing the story and the book that it's really just the beginning now. You know, the beginning of sharing it and getting it out there and you know, a whole new level of what it takes to, you know, be this. Because, you know, I don't really consider myself a writer. This was more of a project that was, like I said, just came through and I was willing to do it. And so it was a challenge for me to say, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, push through my own limitations, my own comfort zone. And, you know, I'm real good at doing things like this for other people, but when it comes to me, that's a different story. So it's a unique experience, but one that I'm enjoying and learning and growing with as I evolve and move forward. And being here and just showing up and being willing to be a part of your experience and my experience is, you know, a special gift. So thank you for being a part of that.
Tell us a little about distribution.
Distribution. I'm self-published. So
yeah, I get that part.
Yeah. So I'm in the process of learning how that works and trying to get it out there and reaching out to distributors and walking around to bookstores and just saying, hey, here I am. This is what I have to offer. Would you be willing to, you know, share this and support this cause? So it's really kind of grassroots right now.
Are you local?
I live in Oregon, Southern Oregon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So. Over near Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, other than website and going door to door, right now that's kind of my distribution.
And how's it going? How long have you been working?
A little less than a year. So it's going slowly, especially because I've been involved in a lot of other projects. I haven't been marketing as much as I'd like to, but this is I finished the website not too long ago, so I can you know, sell online and get that going, got on Amazon. So I'm doing, you know, kind of baby steps on, you know, moving forward. So hoping to build some momentum.
Okay, this is part of that. Do it yourself. It was real impressive to see that it could be done without a ginormous team back in the day.
Yeah.
That you can just pull that off and have it printed.
So yeah, awesome. It's a process and a learning one with that and as I move forward and get it into more stores, I'm looking forward to doing more talks like this. And hopefully, I'd like to start donating some of these to the schools and places like that and just start getting it in the hands of kids. And because part of it, it's not so much about making money for me. I mean, yeah, that's nice. But really, it's just more of like I just would like to have it be in the world and just share it. And I think the right people will see it and... I'm not too concerned about it, you know. I kind of feel like it's going to become what it needs to become, and I'm not going to push the river. Thanks. Any other questions? All right, well, thank you for being a part of this experience. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you on behalf of Many Rivers. I will point out that we have a donation bowl over on the counter, and we can encourage people to contribute to that. We share half that with our speakers and half that retain to maintain this space for future such events. And thank you again.
You're welcome.
So much.
Thank you.